Mike Spataro here for KHAS Radio, and I am joined by Sean and Karen. Sean went through the Revive Ministries Incorporated Horizon Recovery and Counseling Center, the Unity Houses program, recently, and they wanted to talk a little bit about their story. Sean, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your experience with the program.
All right. My name is Sean, and I went to the Unity House about the beginning of April in 2019, out of treatment and not really sure what my future held. And I came to the house, and Dan was very welcoming and great, and the staff helped me out tremendously. I was able to find out who I really was, met some lifelong friends, and when I came in, the biggest thing I needed was structure in my life, and that's what this program did for me. It gave me structure in my life, and it showed and taught me how to be a productive member of society again.
And Sean, tell us a little bit about where you were before you joined the Unity Houses in, I think you said April of 2019, and then tell us about where you're at right now.
Before I came into the house, I was running around on the streets and lost in my drug addiction, and was really kind of just throwing my life away. And after coming into the house and finding the job that I had today, at Bruce Furniture, I was able to save up money while being a house manager and moving into my own house and having a place to bring my kids on an every day and every night basis.
And then Karen, let's have you talk a little bit here. What was this journey like for you? Obviously, you're an outside looking in here at Sean, but obviously you're very close with Sean, being his grandma and everything. What has this journey been like for you, and how have you seen Sean grow over this last year or so?
Well, it's rather difficult because I've always been really busy and was always working. He had a sister that also lived with me, and between the two, and then I was working, and my mother would come babysit, so I didn't know exactly what all was going on till after the fact. But as time went on, Sean did a few times in jail. We went to court. We got that settled. And each time, he understood, but it didn't sink in. And then he went to St. Francis, and they were really good to him over there. And he went through their treatment. He saw his boys. And then it was like one day he just woke up and he said, "I don't want this life for my boys." And everything just changed, and then he come to Dan, and Dan welcomed him and got a place for him. And then now he's more like the Sean he was before. I kind of hate giving up any control over him because we had a lot of fun, but have to let him grow up, you know.
And then what does it mean to you to have Sean be able to be in this recovery phase he's in right now and back to being, like you said, the old Sean?
What means everything. Because now he's doing great. There's always a future. You know, there's things he'd like to do, things I'd like to see him do. Only God knows that. So he loves his golf, yeah. Too bad it's winter.
Yes, too bad it is winter. It is a little chippy outside. And Sean, let's come back to you for a sec here. Obviously, you've talked a little bit about your journey, but talk a little bit about what exactly you went through at the Unity Houses. Like you said, you got some lifelong friends, you got a job there. Talk about what that whole process was like.
At first going in, it was pretty scary. I had a lot of fear going on of, can I do this or not? And I was lucky enough to get grouped up with guys in the house that wanted the same thing in life that I wanted, and that was to get our life straight. And you know, it turned into all of us going to meetings together, going to play golf together, you know, just living every day together to better one another. You know, and being in the house has, you know, saved my life. It really did.
And how important is that when you know, as opposed to You know, in some of these cases, when we have drug problems, the person just ends up going to jail. How important was it for you to avoid that part of it and being in a place like the Unity Houses where you had that kind of structure and support system that you say you needed?
Well, it was very important to have that structure because, you know, in my past, I was very defiant and, you know, I really didn't have very much structure. You know, but the option of going back to jail was always there. But I decided enough was enough, and my two boys needed their father back in their life, and that was one of the biggest driving forces of all of it, was to get my family back and the trust of others.
And, of course, we hear a lot of stories like this from people who got through the Unity Houses and got over their hurts, habits, and hang-ups, like Dan likes to put it. So let's open this question to both of you right now. How nice is it, basically, to be in the spot you guys are in right now, especially Sean here with being back to the old Sean, like Karen said?
You know, I guess I've never felt so alive before in my life. You know, I'm able to go to a job that I love. I've got a lot of gratitude in my life that can change my whole perspective on my life. You know, and those are things that the Unity House and the counselors and Dan and the staff has taught me here, is that if I live in gratitude, then amazing things can happen.
And then, Karen, anything you want to say?
Yeah, it's really nice to be able to go to different stores in town and not have to look behind you to see who's watching, because they really watch. There's certain people they watch. Really nice for Sean to have the trust, and they know that he's a good guy. And I would like to mention how important it is for all those people out there right now that's looking for something and don't quite know what. Give Dan a call, because he will help you. And there's room right now, I understand. So much for a plug.
All right, and if people do want to call that number, it is 402-462-2066 for the Unity Houses, and that is Sean, who graduated from the Unity Houses, and his grandma Karen joining us here today. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.